You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Whilst we're taking a look at things that have been proposed for change, the Department of Mineral and Petroleum Resources has proposed changes to how slate levy procedures are managed. This will allow for importers in South Africa to perhaps hold on to some of that slate levy at times where global prices may fluctuate, and this might have a bearing on how much it is that we pay for the fuel that we have in our country. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with Chief Executive Officer of the Fuels Industry Association of South Africa, Fani Shifularo, joins me on the line now to see what we make of this. Fani, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. Your initial thoughts around the proposed changes to the slate levy. Face value, this seems as though this would benefit consumers at the pumps in the long term.
The slate levy mechanism is supposed to benefit both the motorist and the suppliers of petroleum products. And it does, protect or smooth out the up and down movement during the course of the month. You do know that, the fuel prices are adjusted once per month in South Africa. So it means like any up and downs movement are not passed, through to the motorist during the course of that accounting month. So it then gets, recorded into a slate levy account. And then at the end of the month, we'll then look at what is the balance. If that balance is positive, it means it's the money that is owed to the motorist. But if it's negative, it's currently the case right now, is the money that is owed to the suppliers. So it gets smoothed out over a period of time to make sure that we don't pass the full increase to the motorists at the same time. But right now, the biggest pain it has been felt by the suppliers. Because at the height of this war in Iran, the slate balance moved to almost 18 billion negative. That means that the amount of money that has been owed to the suppliers of products. And over a period of time, the regulator increased the slate levy to the highest, I think it was 152 cents. And as the balance was falling, and then they keep on reducing it. So the lowest that we have reached, it was last month, which was 7 billion negative. That was the amount of money that is owed to the suppliers. But they reduced the slate levy. But then, within a month, we have moved back to 10 billion owed to the companies.
Finally, the proposed changes here would effectively allow the fuel suppliers to be able to, or these companies to be able to hold on to some of that slate levy in times of increased fluctuations and not have to pay it over to the Central Energy Fund immediately. What impact would this have in terms of stabilizing and smoothing those price shocks if we are to look at those price shocks as potentially being some of the reasons why the suppliers are on the negative side of this equation at the moment?
The proposed amendment is very crucial for the purpose of ensuring security of supply, because as the prices are increasing and with the way the slate levy mechanism is designed right now, you collect the slate levy, you pay it over to SAF, and then they work out what is the balance and based on the money that has been collected, and then they pay back to you. In other words, it takes you almost 60 days to get the money back into your pocket. Yet you are borrowing money in order to buy products, in order to supply the market. And the impact on the cash flow is enormous. So this proposal, if it really gets approved, it is going to reduce that pressure on the companies in terms of cash flow, because they will be able to receive slate income much quicker than is currently the case right now.
Fani, before I let you go, can we take a look at perhaps how the rest of the proposals that are being put forward around the slate levy, or that have been gazetted rather around some of these rule changes, could potentially have a broader impact on the fuel conversation in South Africa and on the African continent. We know that South Africa is not just an importer of fuels in aggregate for our own markets, but we supply other markets as well. Would this make us more competitive in that space? Would this have any impact on that on those other markets as well?
So what it does, it gives the suppliers a breathing space. In other words, rather than having to run to the bank to borrow more money to acquire products, they are able to use the slate levy income that they will have received much earlier to purchase the products. So because the companies generally, they don't only look for the local market, they look at their customers even in the neighboring countries. So from the security of supply perspective, this amendment, as much as it might look as if it's small, it's very a major in terms of how it does address the issue of affordability of products, especially when you are buying it at these high fuel prices at this point in time.
Proposing new measures to potentially smooth out the pain of fuel price shocks for South African consumers and suppliers in general, the new proposed adjustments to the slate levy currently gazetted are in an effort to hopefully make things a little bit easier for us. We'll have to leave the conversation on that note. Chief Executive Officer of the Fuels Industry Association of South Africa, Fanishi Fularo, joining us to share his thoughts on the gazetted slate levy adjustments that have been proposed.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.